Welcome to the 5 Cent 5 Deep Dive Podcast, where AI meets business management. I'm Joe Luna, and every week, your favorite AI hosts dive into the tools, strategies, and stories that help content creators and small business owners thrive in the digital age. So whether you're looking to grow your online presence, monetize your passions, or connect with your audience, this is the place to be. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's explore how to take your business to the next level with a little creativity and a whole lot of innovation. This is the 5 Cent 5 Deep Dive Podcast. Let's get started.
All right, so welcome to another deep dive. And today we're going to be taking a look at Joe Luna and his company 5 Cent 5.
Okay.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah, we've got some excerpts here that looks like they're straight from like a personal blog post or website copy.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be interesting to kind of piece together like his journey as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, like that behind the scenes look into what he was thinking and, you know, how 5 Cent 5 came to be.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so let's see.
Yeah.
Joe spent over 25 years in the corporate world.
Wow.
IT, marketing, healthcare, legal.
He's done it all.
Like you name it, he's done it.
Wow.
But this wasn't just like some random career path, you know.
Right.
We see that his family background really played a role.
Yeah, it seems like his family really emphasized that stability, you know, that traditional good job, which is something that's very common, you know, especially with immigrant families.
Yeah.
It kind of instills a deep sense of responsibility and maybe even like an aversion to risk.
Yeah, and we definitely see that play out in Joe's story.
For sure.
Like, he clearly has the skills and the experience, but there's this tension between that and his desire for, like, creative freedom.
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's not even just about, like, leaving a job, you know?
Right.
There's this whole psychological pull between that comfort of a stable career and this yearning for something more.
Mm.
You know, something it really lets you kind of express yourself.
Yeah.
And we see this a lot. You know, people who are successful in their corporate careers, they have the security, but there's this part of them that wants to break free from all those expectations.
Right. Like he's at this crossroads.
Yeah.
You know, he's approaching 50. He's feeling the weight of the corporate world.
Yeah.
And then he has this near-fatal car accident.
Oh, wow.
Talk about a wake-up call. Like
I mean, it's so interesting how, like, facing our own mortality can really be like a catalyst for change.
Totally.
It's not just about realizing life is short. It's deeper than that.
Right.
It's like you're suddenly looking at your life from the outside in, you know, and you're asking yourself those big questions like, what really matters?
Right.
Values get reassessed, priority shift.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, it ignites this urgency to finally go after what they've always wanted to do.
So for Joe, do you think this accident like pushed him over the edge? Like he just couldn't ignore that voice anymore?
It seems that way. You know, that's where we see him take that leap of faith and leave the corporate world to start 5 Cent 5.
Right.
And, you know, his last corporate role becomes really important here.
Right. Because he had this inside look at how a small business actually operates.
Exactly.
It's the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah. It gave him that realistic view of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And combine that with the AI explosion in late 2024.
Right.
You have this perfect mix of experience and opportunity. And that's what leads him to this new venture.
Totally.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So initially, 5 Cent 5 was all about AI consulting and education, right?
Yeah, it seems
like help that people kind of navigate this whole new world.
Yeah, empowering people with the knowledge and the skills to actually use this technology that's changing so fast.
Right. Like everybody was trying to ride that AI wave.
Totally.
But looking at these notes, it seems like Joe's vision kind of expanded beyond just teaching people about AI. He starts talking about helping people become undeniable.
Become undeniable.
What does he even mean by that?
Right. That's like the heart of his message, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
Because if you really dig into Joe's words,
yeah,
undeniable isn't just about being successful.
Okay.
It's about operating on like a whole other level.
Oh, wow.
It's about knowing your strengths so deeply and applying them in a way that just demands respect.
I like that.
Yeah, it's about owning your expertise
yeah.
and not constantly needing validation from others.
Right, like you're not seeking approval anymore.
Right.
You're just doing your thing.
Yeah, you're just doing it.
Yeah, I'm seeing this idea of running a business on your own terms.
Mm-hmm.
Having the time and space to really innovate and lead.
Yes.
Not just like keep up with everyone else.
Exactly. Think about it.
Yeah.
In today's world, you know, it's so competitive. Everyone's feeling burnt out.
Yeah.
Stuck in this constant cycle of reacting and catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Joe is presenting like a different path altogether.
Right.
One where you're setting the pace and you're in control.
Yeah. You're not just reacting. You're like dictating what's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this is where 575's new focus comes in.
Okay.
Simplifying the hustle, right?
Yeah.
Using AI not just for understanding, but for automation and streamlining all those everyday tasks that just bog us down.
Right. It's about giving entrepreneurs and creators the tools to break free from all that repetitive stuff.
Right.
It's interesting because he's not just saying automate everything.
Yeah.
You know? He's highlighting this other aspect of success that people often overlook. And that's workflow optimization.
Right.
It's about removing those bottlenecks in your work and freeing up your mental space.
Yeah, like you get so caught up in the doing that you forget about the thinking.
Exactly.
And the strategy.
Yeah.
He actually talks about how entrepreneurs can become prisoners of their own systems.
Oh, wow.
You know, those processes they set up early on end up like hindering their growth later on.
It's like they were helpful at one point.
Totally.
But then they become these roadblocks.
Yeah. It happens all the time, right?
All the time.
Like what worked for you at one stage doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. And then you find yourself working harder, but not necessarily smarter.
Right.
You're so caught up in the day to day that you lose sight of the bigger picture.
Yeah. Have you ever felt that way?
Oh, absolutely.
I know I have.
It's like you're on a treadmill. You know,
yeah.
You're putting in all this energy, but you're not really going anywhere.
Totally.
And that's what makes Joe's message so powerful.
Yeah.
He's saying you can get off that treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
You can break free.
And that's what he means by becoming undeniable.
Yeah.
It's not just about using AI. It's about using it strategically to reach that next level of freedom and impact.
Exactly. It's about having that clarity and control in your work.
Yeah.
Where you're not constantly reacting, but you're proactively shaping your own path.
Right. And taking control of your destiny.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Joe's story is really resonating with me.
Yeah.
This whole idea of becoming undeniable by leveraging AI and smart systems. It's like he's giving us permission to step off that hamster wheel and really take control.
It's a powerful message.
Yeah.
And you know what's really interesting is that it goes beyond just the business world.
Right.
This idea of simplifying your hustle, reclaiming your time and energy, it applies to like every part of our lives.
Totally. Like, think about how much time we spend on autopilot every day.
Right.
Just doing these mindless tasks.
Yeah.
That just drain us and prevent us from really focusing on what matters.
It's not just in our work. It's in our creative pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
Even just managing our personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's always areas we can streamline.
Right. Yeah. I think that's where the real power of automation and these streamlined processes comes in.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting things done faster. It's about freeing up that cognitive bandwidth.
Exactly.
You know, when we're not bogged down by all those little things, we can think more clearly, make better decisions, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives.
Absolutely.
It's like Joe says, stop letting manual tasks steal your future.
Powerful statement.
Such a simple statement, but it really makes you think.
It does. Yeah, it challenges us to really examine our own hustle and ask ourselves, where are we spending our energy?
Right.
Are there things we could be automating or simplifying?
Yeah.
Could we be using our time and energy better to pursue what really matters to us?
That's a great question for all of us to consider.
Yeah.
So much food for thought.
I agree.
It's been a really fascinating deep dive into Joe Luna's story and the whole philosophy behind 575.
It has. It's a powerful reminder that it's never too late to take control of our lives and really create a path that aligns with our values.
And to our listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you found it insightful and inspiring.
We hope you enjoy it.
And we'll catch you next time for another exploration into a fascinating topic.
Sounds good. See you then.